Number 8, a great earthquake. The prophecy I now proceed to narrate proves the might and dominion of God in the innermost depths of the earth as over its surface. The prophecy relates to the great earthquake which visited the Punjab on April 4, 1905. The earthquake fulfilled this prophecy, and the fulfillment was, for all faiths, a proof of the truth of Islam and of the promised Messiah. The revelations containing the prophecy said, Zalzala ka dhakka, a shock of earthquake, and Afatid diyaru mahilluha wa maqamuha, destruction will come over temporary habitations as well as settled places. The revelations were soon published in the Ahmadiyya newspapers. Their literal fulfillment was utterly remote. Many thought they related only to the severity of the plague. But God meant otherwise. God meant the eruption of the volcanic hill at Gangra. This hill was supposed to be dead and inactive. It had a goddess made of stone installed on it, to which superstitious Hindus made offerings. Geologists thought the hill had lost all capacity for harm. There was nothing to fear from it. Temples had been built all around at great cost and had existed for several hundred years. Devotees lived in these temples. Thousands of pilgrims visited them every year. God commanded the dead volcano to become active again and become a witness of the truth of God's messenger. As the words of the revelation show, the earthquake was to deal particularly severely with mahalluha, temporary habitations, residences, camps, hotels, sarais, military barracks. It cannot be said that mahalluha, temporary hutments, precedes maqamuha, settled places, for the sake of rhythm, not for stressing temporary residences as the special target of the earthquake. For rhythm could have been served by some other word. The revelation consisted of a single line, and rhythm could have been secured by a rearrangement of its own words. The arrangement of words in the revelation, therefore, pointed to something significant. It was that the worst effects of the earthquake were to appear over an area full of temporary dwellings. Such dwellings exist only in cantonments, holiday resorts, and places of pilgrimage. The earthquake of the prophecy was to visit an area of this kind. Sometime after the publication of these revelations, the dead volcano of Gangra suddenly became active. It was early on April 4th, 1905. Morning prayers were hardly over. 4 miles around Gangra, the earth suffered a severe shaking. Gangra, its temples and its sarais were completely destroyed. 8 miles away was the cantonment of Dharamsala. The military barracks there was razed to the ground. Bungalows built by English men for use during holidays were reduced to rubble. Dwellings at Dalhousie and Baklu were also destroyed. Towns and villages all around suffered. About 20,000 persons died. Experts, geologists and others wondered why the earthquake had come. Little did they know that the earthquake was the result of the denial and derision heaped upon the promised Messiah. It had come to alert people to the importance of his claim. Experts searched for the cause inside the earth. The cause lay outside. The dead volcano of Gangra had obeyed the behest of its Lord and Creator. The promised Messiah foretold many other earthquakes, and they came in their time. More may yet come.